is your girl Asada O, and welcome to the Easy Breezy Life, the official podcast of our global community, featuring women from over 50 countries who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. The purpose of this podcast is to help you become CEO of your life so that you can take the reins and create the abundance that God intended for you to have. As a disclaimer, everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. We believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, and we want to encourage you to seek our professional advice and support in any way, shape, or form that you might need it. We're going to take a brief break and come back with this week's episode. Want to know how I save tons of money on a Caribbean vacation while earning cash back? It's easy. The answer is Rakuten. Sign up online today using the link in our episode notes so you can start saving and earning cash back on your favorite online stores. All right, ladies. Today, I want to talk about a lesson that I have learned the hard way, but I don't have any regrets about it because hard-learned lessons are ingrained in your brain and you never forget it. I have always been the type of student that always fails once, and then that failure, I study it so hard so that the next time, even if I fail at something else, it won't be that same thing again. So today we are taking some time to talk about protecting your purpose and why it is so important. So many of us have visions, dreams, and purposes, and things that we really believe that we've been called to. And these things, I consider the desires of our heart. They are so precious in God's eyes. And sometimes we can dishonor them by sharing them with people who don't honor us, with people who walk in fear, or with people who simply refuse to allow us to walk into our God-given and ordained destinies. We really have to guard our hearts and simultaneously protect our purpose. So today I want to talk about three kinds of people you got to kick out your life. And I'm going to give you specific examples, not exhaustive, just some things that I have learned along the way that exemplify these particular characters and why they got to go. The first group of people are people who dishonor you. Dishonor is something that is so elusive to our generation because we constantly walk in dishonor. And I have been guilty of this in the past myself without even knowing it, right? So when I think of honor, the only thing I think about is the Bible where it says to honor your mother and father. But I never really took the time to study how important it was to honor people in authority, to honor our loved ones, to honor people just because they're human beings, to honor our friends, our mentors. And as I learned along the way, each time in my life that I found myself in a tizzy or in a situation and I chose the path of honor, God used that situation to elevate me. In contrast, in any situation that I have found myself, where I found myself operating intentionally or unintentionally from a place of dishonor, the fruits of that also showed in my life. And so honor is something that's very important, not just because of karma or whatever we call that, but really because God wants to make sure that if He is going to promote you, that you are going to be a vessel of honor. It doesn't mean you walk a perfect and straight line, but it means that you catch yourself when you're doing it and that you certainly don't let people around you walk in dishonor. So, example of one, number one, of people who are dishonorable. People who tell your secrets to others. People who you give knowledge of your intimate secrets to, and the moment you turn around, they have shared that information with someone you did not give them authorization to share it with. These individuals are commonly gossipers, or sometimes they just got loose lips and don't know it. Regardless of their motivation, regardless of their intention, you cannot keep people around you who tell your secrets and things you have told them to others without asking permission to share that story. Your stories are your stories and yours alone. You get to determine who you want to share them with. And if the individual you are sharing them with chooses and takes it upon themselves to share it with others, Whether or not they know it's a problem, it is dishonor, and you've got to create distance. The second type of person who exhibits dishonor, an example of dishonor that you got to get away from, is people who allow others to downgrade and talk about you when you are not around. People who will come back to you and say, well, I heard, did you hear, people were saying, and you really have to ask yourself, why on earth would people feel comfortable coming up to you and telling you these particular things about me? A person who stands around long enough to hear another person talk negatively about you is not a person who honors you. And at the end of the day, you've got to X them out of your life because they're the most dangerous kind of person who will come in your face and smile and then go behind your back and allow a room of people to talk about you. Dishonor. Next form of dishonor. Straight disrespect for your time, your money, your resources, and your boundaries. These kind of individuals who walk in dishonor do not understand that your time, just like everybody else's, is precious and that you have things to do. They think your money is their money and that they have full access to it. And so when you say no, there's a sense of entitlement to it. They also believe that your resources, access to your connections, should be given to them readily without regard for the delicacy in those relationships and those resources. And they do not honor and respect boundaries. They are straight disrespectful. Do not know their limits. That is dishonor. They have to go. Next group of people. People who appear to be for you until you are actually winning. These folk love a pity party. They love to gather around you when it looks like the chips are down. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I wish it was different. Oh, I'm so this. And then it's crickets when it's winning season. Oh, man, get the crickets during your winning season out of your life. ASAP. ASAP. And then the last form of dishonor is really competitive people. People who believe in friendly competition amongst friends. I don't believe in friendly competition. You either have a competitive spirit or you don't. I, for one, have been a kind of person that just cannot operate in an environment of competition. Even when I was in a competitive cheerleading squad, I would only do what I was satisfied with for myself. But I never went above and beyond and practiced extra days because I wanted to beat someone. It was always about the love of the sport for me. But competitive people will constantly step on anyone who gets in their way to get what they want. They will cross friends, they will cross mentors, they will cross family members, and if you've watched them cross other people, just wait for it. It's coming for you. The second group of people that you need to get away from. Fearful people. Fear. Fear, fear, fear. They're scared of everything. They're scared of what people are going to think. They're scared of their shadow. They're scared of what the decision is going to be. Fear. That mess is contagious and will get on you like white on rice if you don't run for the hills. Some examples of fearful people. Number one, people who lack the courage to pursue their own goals and in turn try to discourage you from pursuing yours. Every time you mention a new goal to them, it's about, oh, well, I don't want to do that. It's all about remaining in comfort. It's all about remaining where they're safe. And the truth of the matter is that this concept of safety in life is really a false sense of security. But people who walk in fear and lack courage will have a circumstance or situation that appears to be lighter than yours and not take any steps to pursue their own actual goals. And so when you share your goals with these kinds of people, if they can't believe for themselves, they can never be that kind of friend for you. They are going to limit you and hold you back. Second type of fearful people. People who are ready to play devil's advocate at the sight of any new idea. Oh my goodness, you bring up one thing, they got four examples about why there's a concern. Four examples about how this could go wrong. And the truth of the matter is, with any new venture, with any new direction you step into, many things can and will go wrong. It's a part of uncharted territory. But fearful people think that playing devil's advocate is a sign of intellectualism and intelligence when really it's not. It's fear that is masked by intelligence. It is fear that has taken on hubris, or they pretend to be arrogant and too smart to take risks, but really they're just afraid. Another example are people who have a problem for every solution. Okay, let me say that again. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. I'm not sure who to attribute that quote to. I think it's Warren Buffett, but don't quote me on that. Negative Nancys can find the speck in any spotless canvas. They actually only find specks. You gotta cut them off. Because when you are going into your vision, your dreams, your purpose, there's always a level of uncertainty. And most likely you are conquering and trying to overcome your own fear in this area. A person who is negative or problem-oriented or centered is always going to find a reason why it doesn't work. And let me tell you something. Every major corporation out there has got specs when you look behind that big, great veil. Okay? I can tell you from firsthand experience that everything that looks spotless on the outside, when you get into the inner workings, it really is messy. It's a part of working with human beings, which every industry involves human beings. And then the last category of fearful people I want to talk about are paranoid people who operate in a realm of mistrust. They don't trust nobody. And it's usually because they themselves are not trustworthy. Paranoia can form from betrayal or real instances and situations that call true legitimate hurt for these individuals. But now that hurt has taken root in their heart and they have become paranoid and suspicious of everyone. And you are going to have to fight that off. And you can't walk into new seasons and new territory and unfamiliar spaces with a sense of paranoia and mistrust. If you don't trust people, at the very least, you have to trust your God. So paranoid people, people who are constantly asking, do you trust that person? Do you think they're trustworthy? No, because the Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. So really, no one is that trustworthy. But we hope that over time, people can show themselves and prove themselves to be trustworthy and you give them trust gradually. So paranoid people have got to go off your team, Alpha Woman. They can't be on the A team. The last category of people I want to talk about are the destiny blockers. Ooh, destiny blockers. So you're probably thinking that a destiny blocker is a straight up hater. No, actually, haters are the enemies that you need to become your footstool so that God's glory can show upon your life. So the haters, they're necessary. They got to be around the table when God is preparing a table for you. So we don't want the haters to go away. We just want to keep them distant enough and in the limelight so that they can see you win. You need the haters. Destiny blockers look a little bit different. Destiny blockers might be people who you were really close with or cool with, and you might even be cool with now. These are individuals in the first category of destiny blockers. People who think they know you because they know your past. They cannot let go of the old you from 10 years ago. They always got to remind you of how y'all used to chill and go to the club. Oh, well, I don't go to the club today. So if you're still going to the club, happy for you. But please, if we are having a conversation and all you can talk about is who I was 10 years ago, you have to go. You're a destiny blocker. You can only see me from that perspective. And I cannot share my new season, my new version, my new vision, my new purpose with you. Send those people living in the past away. The second form of destiny blocker. People who insist on you changing to fit in with current culture, current environment, and wherever you find yourself. They are asking you to become a chameleon. They're asking you to blend in. Oh, it's too much. Oh, you're doing the most. Oh, you're always spotlighting and highlighting yourself. These are people who want to tell you that, oh, you know, in this environment, just lay low and don't say anything. Well, how can you fulfill your God-given assignment if you stay quiet? How can you fulfill your God-given assignment if you decide to fit in the culture as opposed to disrupting and changing the culture? This could be subtle. It's sometimes not intentional, but don't allow anyone to come in and tell you that stat quo is what it is and it can't be changed. Things can always be changed. You might deal with a lot of opposition and resistance, but it can be changed. So don't listen to the destiny blockers. Next up on the destiny blocker list, People who want you to succeed as long as your success benefits them. Child. If you are like me, you have had a boss or two in your past who has milked you for every good resource and skill and gift and talent you had and taken credit for your work. Maybe we all have to come across this boss once in our life. But the way that I like to see it is if I've got to pray for God to unveil my glory for others to see it, then let that prayer land where it needs to. Because there are some people who are okay with your wins as long as your wins is overshadowed by their presence and as long as your wins leads directly into their wins. These individuals are destiny blockers. They are not for you. They're only for you so long as you are for them and their goals and their destiny and their shine and their dreams. Let them go. Cut them loose. Another form of destiny blocker. People who come to take information and resources from you, but never share that information in return. Let me say that one more time. They're always there to come learn from you, but never share their resources, their connects, their contacts in return. These are users, depleting from your well, depleting from your cup. Your cup can't run over from people who are just taken, and not pouring back in, ever. They have to go. Now, I have to say, every relationship isn't a 50-50, but dang, if all you have to give me back are acts of service, then for a good golly, give acts of service in exchange for what we are getting. We're not saying that it has to be completely transactional, but people are busy out here, and a destiny blocker is essentially a resource depleter. They have to go. They have to go, and you gotta run as fast as you can. Now that we've talked about the three folk who have to leave your life, and that is, just to recap, 1, the dishonorable folks, 2, the fearful people, and 3, the destiny blockers, I want to talk about the people that you do need, the people who are going to propel you forward. And I have a quick short list of 4 kinds of people that you absolutely want on your A-team, Alpha Woman, because this is a team sport and you do need people. 1 are people who are going to ride with you, rain or shine. They show up in the valley and they cheer you up in your mountain peaks. They are constant. They are consistent. They are root people. Root people don't give up on you because you're having a bad day. Root people don't leave when it gets too tough. Root people, your ride or dies, are there rain or shine. They might not be there every day, but they show up. They show up when you need them. And if they can't show up, you just know that they're with you in spirit. You have to know who these people are, and you need to keep them around and cherish them. 2, people who push you forward rather than throw you a pity party. Now, for me, in the midst of going through everything I went through with my family and my son, the people who I was most grateful for were the ones who were like, I know this is hard, but I need you to put in this application for school. I know this is hard, but I need you to put out this, to be part of this presentation and this committee. I know this is hard, but girl, we ain't gonna come out here looking dusty. I need you to fix your weave and make sure your lace is laid. You need to find and recognize and appreciate those kinds of people, because these are people who approach your situation with compassion, understanding that you're going through a difficult time, but then delicately still nudge you forward. They're also the people who sometimes are going to get on your nerves because you feel like they're not acknowledging what you're going through. But really, if they throw you a pity party, you might get stuck in this place and never move forward. So you need some people on the A-team who are all about pushing you forward rather than throwing you a pity party. The next group of people you need on your team are people who see your potential even when you don't and encourage you to take the steps and leaps forward in spite of your limitations and fear. These people might have been in your life for a long time, or maybe God sends them in a season of famine because they're like, she needs encouragement. This alpha woman needs help. And this person just plants a seed or puts you forward for something that you would not do or have done on your own. And they really believe in you. You don't even know why, but it's because they see the spark, they see the talent, and they want you to win for no other reason except for the fact that they want you to win. You need people in your life who are going to see your potential and put you in places that feel slightly beyond and uncomfortable where you think you are, but you can grow into. Last but not least, the type of people I want to talk about today are the people who are not only willing to advise you and critique you, but also willing to mentor you along the way. These individuals are going to pull you aside and say, hey girl, what you just did there was problematic. Here's how you do it better the next time. And not only that, but the next time it comes up, they give you the steps on how to address it. They walk you step by step on how to get out of your difficult situations and seasons. You need those mentors. You need that squad. You need someone who is really going to mentor you and hold your hand in that way. Because every new level comes with new devils, and you need somebody who has navigated that level of terrain to walk you through it. So as you transition, as you pursue your vision, your purpose, your goals, your dreams, don't only protect it from the destiny blockers, from the haters, from the fearful people and dishonorable folks, but also find your ride or dies. Find the people who are going to push you forward. Find those who see your potential and look for those who are willing to advise and mentor you along the way. If you are going to be a power player, you need a power player team. You need propellers, not passengers, on your plane. That concludes our episode for this week. I want you to go out there, kick butt, come back next week, and let's do it again. I love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful week, Alpha Woman.